The tragic ties that bind Syracuse and Lockerbie, Scotland are stronger than ever, 30 years after Pan Am Flight 103 crashed into the tiny village following a terrorist attack. More from WRVL's Ellen Abbott.
Colin Dorrance was an 18-year-old off-duty police officer on the way to a Christmas party when he saw the aircraft plunge into his tiny village. He was one of the first responders on the scene of the terrorist bombing that killed 259 people on board and 11 people on the ground.
I have occasionally had sort of flashbacks. It's difficult to drive in that area and not, especially when the weather conditions are dark and wet and so on, to re-visualize it.
Among the dead, 35 students from Syracuse University. And in the wake of the tragedy, a strong bond has been built between Syracuse and Lockerbie, with more than 1,000 Lockerbie and SU students becoming Remembrance Scholars. Now that he's retired, Dorrance spearheaded a Cycle to Syracuse bike ride that ended Thursday afternoon, meant to memorialize the 30th anniversary of the disaster.
We need to honor their legacy through relationships like this.
The bike ride was one of many activities as part of the university's Remembrance Week. Chancellor Kent Severud told a gathering on campus this relationship with Lockerbie has been the best thing to come out of the tragedy as the SU community remembers those killed in the crash.
They are, of course, part of us today, because they are seeing, I believe, that together these two communities are joined by them.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.